Thought transcends any appearance. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Thought transcends any appearance. No matter what that appearance may be, or how big that appearance may be. Thought transcends any appearance. What does that mean, that thought transcends any appearance? Does that mean that no matter what we have, if we have a cold and we think we are whole and perfect, that we'll be whole and perfect, that our thought will transcend the appearance of the cold? Does that mean that if we are limited in circumstances, we don't have much money, and we think, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm lovingly wealthy, wow! And then mentally, consider what you would do with the money, how you would improve your life, how you would improve your living standards, your house, your home, how you'd improve the various things you'd go and go to school, get an education on things you want to be educated on. You take care of your family, you take care of your world. Oh, my goodness. Well, anybody can daydream. Anybody can daydream, and then that wishful thinking that doesn't become a reality, that wishful thinking is just something that's stupid, that doesn't happen. Oh, thought transcends any appearance. The appearance that you have of limitation, illness, or unhappiness in any way is a thought. You thought about it. I did not. I did not think about being poor. I'm just poor. Our family's always been poor, and everything's been poor. I never think about that. Well, what about the people in poor families who become rich or who get a good job and they maintain their desires and their goals for themselves? What about those people? Why don't they stay poor because they're in a poor environment? Well, they don't stay poor because their thought transcended that appearance. They had the thought, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to have money. I'm going to have income. I'm going to be abundant. I am independently wealthy. And I don't know where it's going to come from or how it's going to happen, but I'm independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. And then as those thoughts are thought, you begin to think in your mind all sorts of creative ideas of enjoying wealth, of living as a wealthy person. It's not just a matter of spend, spend, spend. It's a matter of what turns you on. What does wealth mean to you? What does good health mean to you? What does harmonious relationships mean to you? You see, as we think upon these things, our thought transcends all the appearances that we may be having. It overlooks all the appearances. It doesn't look at, it overlooks them. It looks beyond them. It looks at the reality of our being. It looks at the reality of our life, of our attitude, of our world. And as we look at the reality of our life, then the reality of our life is invited. The reality of our life is invited to come in and be part of our world. And as the reality of our life is invited to come in and be part of our world, what happens? Well, what happens is that our world becomes much more wonderful than we had ever dreamed possible. Our world becomes much more thrilling than we ever knew possible. Our world reflects whatever our thought is about it. It transcends any appearance. And as it transcends any appearance, it says, let's go, go, go. Let's be, be, be. Ho, ho. Yes, it's our choice. It's our desire. It's our expression. It's our thought. Now, truly, what is your thought? What is your thought about yourself? What is your thought about your world? What is your thought about your life? What is your thought about who and what you are and where you want to be and where you want to go and how you want to do it? What is your thought about it? Is your thought, I do it? Is your thought on the appearance or on the transcendence of that appearance? Say to yourself, I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am independently wealthy. I am surrounded by friends. I am an ideal friend. I am the ideal being. I am the allness. I am the goodness now. And when you say these things about yourself, then your thought is transcending the appearances that are in your world, and you don't even see the appearances anymore. You only begin to see the truth about yourself. And as you see this truth about yourself, it begins to radiate through your being, and you are that. And the strange thing is, when you think of a healthy body, you surround yourself with people who have healthy bodies. When you think of yourself as a wealthy person, you surround yourself as a person who has healthy people around them, wealthy people around them, happy people around them. When you live in this thought that transcends any appearance, but that's a thought of life, a thought of love, a thought of abundance, a thought of joy, a thought of sharing, a thought of goodness, then all your life shines that forth in beautiful, glorious ways, and it continues to shine that forth in everything you do. Because your life is no longer the appearance. Your life is your reality. And your reality is the allness. Your reality is the goodness. Your reality is the fulfillment of every desire in your heart. Let that be your choice today. Let that be your dream today. Let that be your desire today. And let that be your experience today. Because only you can have your thought transcend the appearances of your world and bring forth the reality that your world is. My thought transcends any appearance. My thought transcends any appearance. My thought transcends any appearance. And the music of my heart shines forth, radiates my new reality, my inner reality, my inner truth, my inner dignity. And that's who and what I am. I will be that forever and ever and ever, whether the appearance is there or not. But I might as well enjoy who I am and let who I am be the appearance of what I am, now and forevermore. For that's what I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.